When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Into a cabaret, one fatal day, a little songbird flew. Found it so very gay, he thought he'd stay just to get a bird's eye view. When he heard the jazz band play, he was happy as a lark. To each measure he kept swaying, and he stayed till after dark. Then back to the land he knew, thrill through and through, he sailed on in the air, called all the other birds, and in these words started gurgling then and there. I'm a little jazz bird, and I'm telling you to be one too. For a little jazz bird is in heaven when it's singing blue. I say it with regret, but you're out of date. You ain't heard nothing yet till you syncopate. When the going is rough, you will find your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be. Rough, you will find your troubles all have flown. If you warble your stuff like the moaning of a saxophone, just try my recipe, and I'm sure you'll agree that a little jazz bird is the only kind of bird to be. To be.
Ah, the cool alto of that little jazz bird, Chris Connor. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And I thought since it's a summertime, we might just sit back and, stir up or shake up a margarita, sit in our hammock, and listen to something cool. And by something cool, I mean the various jazz singers that came out of the Stan Kenton Band in the 1940s. This is kind of remarkable pop culture phenomenon, that there were three extraordinary singers who were the thrushes or the girl singers in Stan Kenton's orchestra in the 40s who all graduated on to having astonishing, to me, jazz cover careers. And they cover just a plethora of Broadway classics. And they are, respectively, Anita O'Day, June Christie, and Chris Connor. who we just heard from her George and Ira Gershwin Almanac, one of the first sort of cohesive songbooks of the Gershwins that came out in the 1950s alongside Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan. And there's something about their sound to me that is vibrato-less. It's kind of an alto sound that just to me is a great tonic, as it were, a sort of cool breeze for the summer. So we'll celebrate them. The Stan Kenton Orchestra started in during the wartime, and after some of the great swing bands had reached their zenith, like Benny Goodman or Count Basie, Glenn Miller, and he had a slightly more intellectual, people say, approach to jazz. He thought it you could do more with a jazz orchestra than simply get people out on the dance floor. It might be music you might actually want to listen to rather than just dance to. And he hired Anita O'Day, who's from the Midwest, as one of his singers, and she sang very briefly. She sang with Gene Krupa and went back to Stan Kenton. I couldn't find a good Anita O'Day Stan Kenton tune that came from Broadway, so we'll do that little interregnum. Here is Anita O'Day singing Tea for Two with the Gene Krupa Orchestra.
Picture me upon your knee, tea for two and two for tea. Can't you see how happy we could be? There's nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends, relations on weekend vacations. Won't have it known we own a telephone. Dawn will break and you will wake for me to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. We could raise a family, a boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we would be? Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea. Can't you see how happy we're gonna be? There will be nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends, relations, weekend vacations. We won't have it known we own a telephone. Dawn will break, you will wake for me to bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. We raise family, boy for you and a girl for me. Can't you see how happy we're gonna be?
Great big band sound of a great Vincent Eumann's tune, Tea for Two, of course, from No No Nanette. Now, Anita O'Day was one of the first singers, one of the rare female jazz singers, to leave the big band and try to strike out on her own. That wasn't an easy thing to do back in the mid-40s. Sinatra had just done it, and it was, you know, it was kind of dicey. Could you make it on your own? But she had impeccable musicianship. And this great sound, and she covered a bit later in the 1950s. She did a great album of Cole Porter, a great album of Rodgers and Hart. She really had a lot of respect with the rhythm and the nuances of the great Broadway songbook. So let's hear her tackle a Rodgers and Hart song and a Cole Porter song backed up by Billy May.
If they ask me, could write a book about the way you walk, whisper, and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a whole lot. And then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend. If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk, talk, whisper, and look. I could write a preface on how we met, so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of a plot is just to tell them that I love you a whole lot. And then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make the two lovers friends. Just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, one of those fabulous flights, trip to the moon on gossamer wings, one of those things. Thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, amen. Here's a hoping we meet now and then. 'Twas great fun, just one of those things. About the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's a hoping we meet now and then. 'Twas great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Anita O'Day, one of our three cool songbirds we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. You know, in the Superman comics, he used to run faster than a speeding locomotive. You could sort of see the cartoons or whatever of that. I sort of think of Anita O'Day as running a race with a locomotive, the locomotive being the whatever jazz band she's singing with. She has such interesting timing, very impeccable. She had a great singing career off and on with some solo albums, a little trouble in her personal life, but let's hear a Frank Lesser song from How to Succeed in Business from somewhat later in her career. Here is Anita O'Day.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. The sound of good, solid judgment whenever you talk. Yet there's that bold, brave spring of the tiger that quickens your walk. Oh, I believe. In my fellow man, all but falls apart. I have but to feel your hand grasping mine, and I take heart, I take heart to see the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth. Yet there's that slam, bang, tang, reminiscent of gin and vermouth. Oh, I believe in you.
Anita O'Day and Cal Jader with the great Frank Lesser song. Now, I was saying earlier when Anita O'Day left the Stan Kenton Orchestra, that was a big deal for a singer to do that. But of course, Stan Kenton still needed a singer. And rumor has it that June Christie was sitting in the waiting room of a record company when she knew Kenton would come in. She gave her a demo single. He loved her. He thought her sound was somewhat similar to Anita O'Day and hired her to sing in the mid-1940s. She has a wonderful sound. And finally, we have a Stan Kenton and June Christie duet with a wonderful Broadway song by Irving Berlin, I Got the Sun in the Morning and the Moon at Night. Christy Get Your Gun, June Christy, singing with the Stan Kroenten Orchestra from Annie Get Your Gun. Now, when June Christy sang with the orchestra for a while, and she also left, but she matched up with Kenton somewhat later, and you hear, this is an album called Duet, where Kenton is simply on the piano, and you see his subtlety and his rather interesting jazz perspectives. A beautiful duet from a show currently SRO in New York, The King and I, We Kiss in a Shadow, June Christy and Stan Kenton.
We kiss in the shadows, we hide from the moon, our meetings are few and over too soon. We speak in a whisper, afraid to be heard. When people are near, we speak not a word. Together we sigh for one smiling day to be free, to kiss in the sunlight and say to the sky,
an effective song for our second cool jazz bird, June Christy. There was something about June Christy that encapsulated loneliness, not in a way that withdrew her from her audience, but made her audience, seems to me, want to come to her. And she exhibits these incredibly nuanced chops on a song that practically no one ever covers, although it's one of the great songs written by Kurt Weill from Street Scene, Lonely House, with lyrics by Langston Hughes. Now, if you look at the 1940s Broadway scene, you had Lonely Room in Oklahoma, Lonely Town in On the Town, and in 1948, I think, Lonely House. So you could have a lonely room in a lonely house in a lonely town. And here is June Christy to serve up this beautifully complex and moving piece from Street Scene.
At night, when everything is quiet, the old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry. Sometimes I hear a staircase creaking. Sometimes a distant telephone. Lonely house, lonely so lonely with all these folks around. I guess there must be something I don't comprehend. Sparrows have companions, even stray dogs find a friend. The night for me is not romantic. Unhook the stars. Bobbles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing, sing-a-linga, wearing bobbles, bangles and beads. That's where it leads. Wearing bobbles, bangles and beads.
Christy singing the score to Kismet. Now, earlier we heard Lonely House, which was from an album that was her big starring album, Something Cool. And today we're looking at the cool jazz birds that came out of the Stan Kenton Orchestra. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and I thought we'd just relax a little bit and listen to these jazz ladies and their way with a Broadway tune. Well, June Christie also struck out on her own, and was one of the more thoughtful auteurs, if that's the right word, in terms of creating albums. They were very thought through and intelligent. And she did something that a lot of singers did back then but never do in the early 60s, was a whole album devoted to one Broadway score. And the score she picked, heaven help us, was Do Re Mi, Julie Stein, Comden and Green. Not a big hit show. It had Phil Silvers and and Nancy Walker, a show I like as a show, but an odd choice. Anyway, it's a story of the jukebox industry, and at one point they discover this young, moody singer who sings a kind of a song that a kind of a June Christie would have a kind of a performed or would have released as a single, and it's called Cry Like the Wind. So I think it's kind of a meta song from Do Re Mi, Cry Like the Wind, and then we'll hear the big hit song from that show, both sung by June Christie.
Someone happy, make just one someone happy, make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one man you're everything. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you find to comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
And did anybody make listeners happy more than June Christie? Well, June Christie also left the Kenton Band, and when she did, she recommended a singer she knew from the Midwest named Chris Connor. And Chris Connor sang briefly with Kenton Orchestra. She made a big hit out of a song called All About Ronnie, which is this great kind of dry jazz ballad. And she spun off herself and was picked up by an album called Bethlehem and then Atlantic. And she was such a smart person in terms of digging in and finding these old Broadway songs that people hadn't recorded. She said, I used to go to Colony Records and go through the bins and try to find stuff. And 99% of the time, those choices were excellent rather than being purely esoteric. And here is a beautiful Gershwin ballad, one of the last ones he ever wrote. And it's from her Gershwin Almanac of Song, For You, For Me, Forevermore.
It's bound to be forevermore. It's plain to see we found by finding each other. What a lovely world this world will be, with a world of love in store for you, for me, forevermore.
Chris Connor with a beautiful Gershwin ballad. I don't think George ever got to hear it. It was released after he died in a movie called The Shocking Miss Pilgrim. So we're looking at Chris Connor. As I said, Chris Connor in the 60s was just a genius at finding great Broadway songs and reinterpreting them from her cool alto sensibility. It wasn't all laid back, however. Here are two wonderful Rodgers and Hart songs, starting with one made famous in Babes in Arms.
Johnny could only sing one note, and the note he sang was this. Poor Johnny, one note, sang out with gusto and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny, one note, yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by a gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, how like the north wind brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Verdi turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. Cats and dogs stopped yapping, lions in the zoo all were jealous of Johnny's big trill. Thunderclaps stopped clapping, traffic ceased its roar, and they tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistles, boat whistles, steam whistles, cop whistles, all whistles bowed to his skill. Sing, Johnny, one note, sing out with gusto, just overwhelm all the crowd.
The Palace Ballroom, and that palace is cheap. When I get back to my chilly hall room, I'm much too tired to sleep. I'm one of those lady teachers, a beautiful hostess, you know. One that the palace features at exactly a dime or throw. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. How it weighs me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys that tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows, trumpets that tear at my eardrums, and customers crush my toes. But sometimes I think I'll find my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Thank you. soldiers and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for the ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I'm a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm here to closing time. So dance and be merry and have a good time. But sometimes I think I'll find my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket.
Chris Connor letting loose a little bit on Rodgers and Hart. Now, it takes a certain kind of skill to go and find a great song from maybe a show that wasn't a great big hit, as she did, but Chris Connor even managed to find hits, great songs from shows that were cut from flops. And here's a wonderful Arlen Mercer song I love from one of my favorite scores of all time, St. Louis Woman. Chris Connor singing I Wonder What Became of Me. She turns it into this wonderful little one-act play. Take it away, Chris.
Lights are bright, pianos making music all the night, and they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by, that merry-making laughter in their eyes. And the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life's sweet as honey, and yet it's funny. I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe it's like a baby sees a bubble burst before its eyes. I've had my play. I've been around and seen most everything. But I can't begin for a long way. Something went astray. I along the way. Something went astray, and I can't explain. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see. But I wonder what became of me.
Don't wonder at all who my three favorite cool jazz birds are. They are Anita O'Day, June Christie, and Chris Connor, who you just got to hear. One of the wonderful things for me about jazz singers, and why I play a lot of them on this show, is they have a wonderful way of going beneath and underneath and sort of deconstructing and then reconstructing a song you never thought was possible to sing in an interesting way. And here Chris Connor does that for me, one of the last things that she recorded, I think in about 2003. It's from the movie, the Disney movie, Beauty and the Beast. Nice song by Menken and Ashman. And certainly she's no Peebo Bryson nor an Angela Lansbury, but she manages to make the song a tale as old as time. So I hope you enjoyed listening to our Something Cool trilogy. I thought it was just plain cool, as in awesome. And you should also know that Broadway to Main Street is now subscribable to on iTunes, which is a big achievement for us. So I hope you enjoyed these jazz birds and you're relaxing with your gin and tonic or your margarita. And let's have the wonderful Chris Connor take us out with Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme,
Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.